The 8th European Congress on Migration is due to begin tomorrow in Malaga, Spain. The Congress brings together roughly 100 delegates, including bishops, field experts, politicians, and pastoral workers, for 4 days under the sponsorship of the Council of European Episcopal Conferences, this year to discuss the Europe of People on the Move. Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin will be attending the meeting, but before she left, she spoke to Linda Bordoni about the conference agenda, which is dedicated to exploring how to overcome fears and outline prospects.
The theme, as you say, is People on the Move in Europe, Overcoming Fears, Outlining Prospects. And it's divided into three broad areas. First of all, the effect of migration on the family. Secondly, the effect of migration on community parish life. And thirdly, a sort of broader look at the effect of migration on society as a whole in Europe.
I understand, Philippa, that you are particularly being called to comment and, say, wrap up a series of interventions on the theme of the family. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, there'll be a couple of presentations and then workshops to really try and thrash out some practical ideas about how family life is being affected by migration and how the church can take a positive, a more constructive role perhaps in trying to address some of the issues, particularly areas like, for example, the education of children. I mean, you know yourself, in schools here in what was once such a very Catholic country, now schools are full of children with Orthodox backgrounds from Eastern Europe, perhaps Muslim children coming in. This is obviously a phenomenon that's affecting all sorts of other European countries as well. How does that affect the church role? How do you teach religious education in that very multicultural, multi-religious context? But also in old age, it's not just the children. What about the migrants when they become older? What kind of assistance, what kind of rights, what kind of social security do they have in their old age to have a decent standard of living when they're no longer working as carers or gardeners or drivers or whatever the jobs that they've been doing? What kind of guarantees do they have?